get them coming, said it, all you'll fall behind. Say you wanna do it, what takes you so long?
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGS. And that is the band Wet Ashes. They're going to be performing tomorrow night, Saturday, June 20th, at Debonair Social Club at 1575 North Milwaukee. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 8:30. You can check out wetashes.com. And we want to welcome the band to the show. Angel Soto. Hey, how are you? Angel, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We got Picho Torres. Picho, thanks. Yuri Gonzalez.
Thank you for the invitation.
And Shibumi Lozano.
Good night.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank
Interesting background to you guys. You're from, well, you, Angel, you're from Mexico?
Yes, we're all from Mexico.
You're all from Mexico.
Yeah. But I live here.
When did you come to Chicago?
5 years ago.
Yeah?
Yes.
You grew up in Mexico?
Yes.
What part?
In Culiacán, Sinaloa. It's in the Pacific coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they are from Guadalajara, which is a city.
It's more near to the center of the country.
Yeah.
It's like the most Mexican city in the Mexico because the tequila and charro is from there.
Mariachi.
So the mariachi and all stuff. These typical things from Mexico. So it might be the most Mexican city in Mexico.
Second biggest in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, how did you guys all get together? Did you meet in Mexico or is that how it happened?
We had some friends in common. I think I was already in the States, and I was doing music on my own, and I had some demos, and Picho and me, we had a friend in common, and Picho heard some of my demos, and he contacted me. He told me, hey, I can make this a little bit more interesting. Let's start working. And I had family over there, so every time I would go there for vacations, we would start working on the songs, and eventually we said, hey, we have something here that it's interesting. Let's make it a band.
Picho, you're a producer as well?
Yeah. I produced the first album and second album, and I invite Yuri Gonzalez and Shibumi.
Okay.
New material.
Yeah, they're helping. I mean, these guys... One of the reasons that I was very pleased to know all these guys is that they are very accomplished musicians in Mexico.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wow. I was thinking, yeah, if these guys can help me. I mean, I knew the bands where they have played before. So I was like, wow, if they can help me, that this will be awesome. And yeah.
Do you guys ever do songs when you sing in Mexican?
Yeah. I mean, we've done a couple. Actually, yeah, we've done bonus tracks. It takes some work because once you have them in English, then...
Something that is interesting, is just that we're together because we really like Angel's work. He's a real good composer. And all the work is all around being Angel's composing. Actually, we were playing for a long time together in other bands and... Different kind of bands, actually. Me and Shibumi were playing in a kind of mixture, funk and rock band. And me and Picho used to play in an electronic band, house music. And then
that's cool, man. That's a lot of different stuff.
We have a big background.
Yeah.
Behind us. So we really like Angel's work. So everything that is working around Wet Ashes is because he's composing artcraft.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break, you guys. So hang on, and we're going to talk more with Wet Ashes. They're playing tomorrow night at the Debonair Social Club, 1575 North Milwaukee. We'll talk more and hear some live music right after the break here on 720 in the News.
What I want is a spot in the sun. Ask yourself, who can you trust? I've been told not to live with remorse, but I feel I'm breaking the code. Just said, I don't know the law, started ruling us now, but I want a better law.
Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Live from the seventh floor of the Trib Tower in the Allstate Studios. That's the band Wet Ashes. They're live in studio with me. They're going to perform tomorrow night, Saturday, June 20th, at Debonair Social Club at 1575 North Milwaukee. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 8:30. And we've got Angel and Picho and Yuri and Shabumi, who are here in studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Tell me about the recording of this record, this CD that I've got here.
Acoustronic Tales.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We just released it, in the beginning of the year. So I made this with these guys here. Picho started producing, and he invited Shabumi and Yuri also to produce and help with arrangements. I like to think that it's a good balance of electronic elements and acoustics. That's what we call Acoustronic Tales. It's a good combination of songs that range in between alternative, indie rock.
What are your influences?
Mainly post-punk.
Yeah, mainly post-punk bands as Bauhaus and New Order, The Church, stuff like that.
Bauhaus?
Yeah.
Wow.
We really like
Wow. Well, Mexican dudes into Bauhaus. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I love it.
And a bunch of bands like that, like The Cure and stuff like that. You know, but you know, you might not need, I'm 43 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not as young as I look. But this is my background, my musical background. I mean, I started hearing as every 80s kid hearing heavy metal and then move all over to that music, Smiths and stuff.
What, is that kind of music, was that kind of music popular in Mexico?
You have no idea.
Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, many bands from the 80s, they have a very marked influence from The Cure, I would say, right? I mean, I remember that they even had, like, those crazy hair.
Back in the days when we have hair, we used to have the hair like that.
You had the Robert Smith hair?
Yeah, it used to be. But, people need to know that it's, like, a huge musical scene in Mexico that it has been emerging for a long time.
So a lot of American music is really popular in Mexico.
A lot of American music, and also British music, and French music. And I might say that it's the whole.
Yeah, we're pretty open, I would say.
Yeah, it's very open. It's because I don't know. The Mexican culture likes to get all over the music and try to make a mix, their own mix, with the different influences that we have and we hear. But it's the main idea that we do in Mexico, probably a little bit like they do in Japan, then hear a little bit from everywhere, and then do your own. No?
Angel, the bands that you were in when you were in Mexico, how often did you play out, and what's it like to play gigs in Mexico as opposed to playing here?
Actually, there's a very big difference, very good difference. I love the U.S. In terms that people is very respectful, especially in Chicago. Oh, my God. You're playing and everybody is just putting the whole attention. In Mexico, you know, people is very social and maybe they go to the concert, they're talking, you know. And I love it here that everybody's just concentrating, going to the show just for enjoying the show. Not here they even, they if you're talking, you get the looks.
They shush you. Yeah. That's cool. Now, I've never been to the Debonair Social Club. Have you guys played there before?
No, just been walking through the street and that's it. Is that the whole thing that I've been doing for Debonair? But this is our first time, and actually this is our first gig together with this formation now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow night's going to be your first gig?
Yeah. After many years of making music, we decided to brave the distance, and we're doing it. It's a long-distance project. I go often there. They come here. the generation of file sharing makes it easier.
Yeah.
Communication has gotten like so easy. So, yeah. Well, so we've been planning this for a long time.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Actually, it's a great sign for us to start playing in Chicago. It's a city that I really love. This is the fourth time here in the city. And I don't know. I mean, I just feel comfortable here.
Well, it's a great city.
Yes, a great city.
Yeah, it's a great city. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, so I'm biased. You know what I mean? I grew up here, and I've lived in the city my whole life, and so, you know.
And I can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
I've lived in many places, and I love it here.
Yeah. And did you guys all move to Chicago around the same time? You said you've been here for 5 years.
Yeah, no, we're living in Mexico. Actually, we're just here
Visiting.
Oh, you come back and forth.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I have family there, so for me it's very easy. When they come, the three of them, it's more difficult. But, yeah, we're going to try to. We were thinking, this could be a disadvantage. But we thought, like, no, let's make it an advantage. We have, like, two fronts. We can do something here. We can do something in Guadalajara, which is, it has a booming scene also.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, we will play in a very big festival
in Guatemala?
In Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Okay.
Yeah, it's organized by, it's called
Rock por la Vida. It's just it's a festival, a radio Rock station for festival that make it. It calls Rock for Life. It's for helping people to avoid to commit suicide. And
wow.
It's a huge concert in Mexico, in Guadalajara.
When is that?
Where is that?
When?
It's going to be in September this year.
Oh, okay.
So actually we're looking forward to go either to Los Angeles and then move to other small concerts in the United States and then in Mexico. So we're trying to do that.
Do these guys stay with you when they come to town?
Yeah. 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 In the master suite.
In the master suite. Where do you live? What area do you live in?
Actually, I live in the suburbs in Lake Zurich.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's...
All right.
I have a rehearsal room in the city. So
yeah.
Yeah, that...
Actually, we're coming from there right now.
Yeah, you make them sleep on the floor?
No, I have
He sleeps on the floor.
Yeah. No, I take over. I have many beds.
We take over on this.
All right, why don't you guys grab your instruments and play play us a song, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we've got Wet Ashes live in studio. They're going to be performing tomorrow night, June 20th, at Debonair Social Club, 1575 North Milwaukee. It's a 21 and over show. It begins at 8:30. You can check out wetashes.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page for everybody to check out. So what are we going to hear?
It's called I Speak Too Much. It's one song from our first album, our first EP, but people likes it, and I think it's a good format in acoustic. It goes very well in acoustic.
Okay. Here we go. Wet Ashes, everybody.
None of the things you said were meant to be that way, so I will ask you once again if you please could understand. There is a thing I do when I feel mad and obscure. That those phrases that I know have a life of their own, have a life of their own. Na 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 na. I'm not trying to save me. I'm being honest, I don't think I deserve this. Yeah, I know, cause I've been told. You think I speak too much and I'm not to be tried.
What can I do with the wrong attitude? It will take too long till you don't see the news. I'm afraid that it's too late. Now your mind is gone and I'm just in the sky. None of the things I said were meant to be that way, so I will ask you once again, if you please could understand. But it took me by surprise. Lately I'm going through a lot, and I think this was, you know, I was someone that I'm not. I was someone that I'm not. Not okay, but if you wanna go my way, what if I say my will is to say, and I can hear the end of mystery here, face to face, tell you it's out of place.
Nice job, guys. Really good. Really, really good. Angel, I got to tell you, I can hear the influence in your vocals of what you were talking about, those bands, The Cure, and all that stuff. I can totally hear it in the way you sing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, you guys, hang on. We're talking to Wet Ashes. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear one more song and talk a little more here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's the band Wet Ashes. They're going to be performing tomorrow night, June 20th, at the Debonair Social Club, 1575 North Milwaukee. And we welcome the guys from the band back. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So I have a couple of standard questions that I always ask musicians when they come in. So let me ask you, Angel, what was the first album that you ever bought?
Yeah, my mom bought it for me, for sure. I think it was the Beastie Boys.
Which one?
The one with the plane. That's the Beastie Boys.
The first one. Yeah. Okay, so. License to Ill.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about you?
I think I got it when I was like 10. It was Permanent Waves. From Rush.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Rush fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Rush rules.
Yeah.
You know, they're on their 40th anniversary tour right now.
Exactly.
Crazy.
And actually, I just got, I just buy this turntable, and I buy again the original 2112 album. It's my favorite, and it's still... No?
It's a great album.
It's not a great album.
My favorite Rush
Curse
album.
Curse of Steel.
Curse
of Steel?
No. Well, Curse of Steel is great, but it's Moving Pictures.
Ah, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got Red Barchetta on it, which is my favorite Rush song of all time.
It's one of the most best opening albums. I mean, that song, Red Barchetta and stuff.
And but I play drums.
But I think Overture is killer.
Neil Peart?
Yeah.
Come on. What about you? Your first album?
Mano Negra.
You know this band, Mano Negra?
Mano Negra.
No.
From Spain.
Yeah, from they're from France. They're from France.
Catalunya.
It's like a mixture of punk and
gypsy
rhythms.
But
it's, it's a great, great album.
Yeah.
And it's a great band. It's, you know Manu Chao? No.
No.
He's a great singer. I mean, you should listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Shibumi, do you have a first
Bruce
album?
Springsteen. Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Right there. You have it right there.
Oh, man.
You have a picture there.
Oh, man.
And he has that guitar.
Okay. And really quickly, first concert.
It was a Lollapalooza, actually.
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, but I think it was in Wisconsin. Was on vacations here. I was a kid. And there were the Beastie Boys, Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Nick Cave and the Seeds.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Okay, what about you?
Well, it was... You need to know that back in the 80s in Mexico, it wasn't that easy to listen good concerts or big, I mean, great artists. So I have to conform with Quiet Riot.
That's fantastic. Come on, feel the noise, man. All right, what about you? Your first concert?
I remember Iron Maiden.
Yeah, wow. Quiet Riot, Iron Maiden? Yeah. Holy cow, what about you?
Soda Stereo.
Who?
Do you know who is?
Soda Stereo is another Argentina band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe the most famous Argentina band.
I mean, it's a big band.
I'm a dumb guy, man. I'm not culturally knowledgeable. All right, why don't you grab your instruments and play one more song before we let you go. What are we going to hear?
This one is called Nine.
Nine.
Yeah. And this one is from the new album. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Very mellow song.
All right. Great. Here we go. Wet Ashes, everybody.
Don't know what it's like to keep a promise you made so long ago. Failing wasn't part of the process. You shouldn't give away your home. Remember when you said I never worry, you were fooling yourself. You flawlessly blocked the sun, the bitter end crowning the story, but in a different tone, a different tone. Why my hands are tied, why I lose control. You carelessly float around. Meanwhile I am trying for nothing, but one of us won't forget it all. Cruise like I'm lost, far away from home. In my landscape there's no space for this world. In a nutshell, I describe your world. Cause I don't recall what turned you cold, what made you stop. There was no return. Real runs can make you succumb. Saw the ripple that would change your course. And I was let down. I can figure how one day you could melt a fuse. Now I cannot even feel your touch. But one of us won't forget it all. Cruise like I'm lost, far away from home. In my landscape there's
place for those words in a nutshell. I describe your world, 'cause I don't think gold, what turned you cold, what made you stop, there was no return. Riddle runners can make you succumb. Sorry, people, that will change your curve.
Nice job, guys. Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming down. I really appreciate it. And I'm really honored that you guys came on my show before your first gig.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, the honor is ours. I mean, it's great, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, have
thank
a great
you.
Time.
Thank you.
Have a great gig, and come back anytime.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you Thanks. For the invitation.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really happy.
And also, yeah, you have the... Mexico is open for you.
Okay. All right. Wet Ashes here. Thank you guys for coming down.